read it with interest as a council official down there, and Kerry had put this to Kerry County Council, and they have adopted it. And basically what they're going to do, they're going to map areas within Kerry, County Kerry, where there's a lot of attacks on sheep. They're going to council them through the dog wardens, and that can concentrate them on certain areas and try and pinpoint it and just see the whole thing about chipping dogs and so on and so forth, especially black spots, particularly this time of year, even ourselves out canvassing, you know, when you're going on to farms and meeting farmers and things like that, you know, and you're obviously discussing the issues of the day, whether it's roads or anything else. This has come up quite a bit. Now, it's not for the first time. It's gone on for many, many years, but quite a few farmers are saying, it's the investment they make in lambing, and they're sitting up all night and have all these cameras now where they're watching lambing and everything else, but then some dog comes along and just creates havoc, you know what I mean? So the whole question is, I'm one that believes in those things, bad dogs, it's probably bad owners, that they're not trained or they're not being responsible. It's, sometimes the same couldn't really be said for children, the way parents sort of ignore what their children are doing at night, you know, and so on. And there is a responsibility there to the parent, or in this case we're talking about dogs being allowed just to run freely and maybe in packs. A lot of times they're worse when they actually run in packs rather than an individual dog. And, you know, a lot of responsibility, as I said, goes down to them that are responsible, you know, for their dog. And I thought this was certainly one worth considering. And I had mentioned it to a local farmer in the last couple of days, and who had raised it with me before, and he thought it certainly would be worth trying. It would mean to see that the council would be seen to be doing something, trying to act, trying to come in with some kind of a policy or something, because it's just basically gone on for years and years.
And we have seen it in Donegal, massive sheep kills. And as you mentioned there, it's effectively a farmer's income. And if this repeatedly happens, you know, they're bearing the cost of it themselves.
There's a big cost there. And if you have a sheep down, you can't get rid of it yourself. You have to call in someone to get it properly removed and so on. There's also the whole thing is about animal welfare. It's the sheep. The fact dogs run after the sheep, scare the living daylights out of them, and the lambs and everything else. So you have all that as well. And then the fact that these dogs are just allowed to roam about, you know, back again to the ownership. And, you know, if people have dogs and people love dogs, and I can see that very clearly in houses and out and trying to have them out and walk, a lot of families would be lost, and people on their own would be lost without having a pet, something, a companion. Nobody's getting at that whatsoever. It's just people taking dogs and taking no responsibility, let them run, especially, as I say, run on packs. And, you know, there's an animal welfare here, both the animal, the sheep, and then the other animals that's out there. And two, that chances are them dogs are neglected anyway. They're allowed to run wild here and there. So there's a lot of issues there. I thought it was an interesting one. It mightn't be the solution to everything, but it's maybe a starting point, because and we probably would need to beef up our resources. And I know the lost and found dogs and different animal shelters and that would probably have an opinion on this. And I would welcome everybody's, both the farmer and pet owners and lost and found dogs, people all having an input into this, you know. But it's something that I think we need to keep on the agenda, and this, particularly this time of year, there's still a lot of lambing going right into May. Look up around here, maybe down in the area, that's where I would get a lot of calls from. They seem to land very late here up there as well too. So I've just put it out there to see what the response would be.